Hey, everybody. I'm Josh Wolf.
I'm Jacob Wolf.
And welcome to Hey Man.
Hey Man.
Hey Man. Hey.
What's up?
I can't decide if your volume's low or if my hearing's bad.
Both?
But you have your ear pod in, right? So that's the mic you're talking into?
Right, but that's the best mic that I have.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good with it. Totally good with it. I'm just making sure. Hey. So, first of all, I have to tell you, before we get started.
Okay.
I've been planning our TV show, which you're going to have to help start planning.
Right.
And so, guys, for those of you who don't know, and by the way, thank you for listening. We're really enjoying doing this. We appreciate everybody that's coming out to the shows. Jacob is going to be with me at the end of June in San Antonio.
Indeed.
Also his brother, my oldest son, Trevor, will be there also. So this is a shirt that used to be tight pre-pandemic.
I mean, it looks like a bowling shirt.
25 pounds for shit's sake. Look at that shit. So they'll be there in San Antonio. Those tickets, I went to college there, so those tickets will go fast if you want to come to those shows. But also I'm in Fort Wayne this upcoming week. And then the week after that, I am in Minneapolis for one night at a comedy festival. And then I'm in Des Moines and then San Antonio. And then July and August are packed. I'm in Florida a bunch. People have been asking. But comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. I also... separate, Ryan Sickler and I are starting a podcast together.
Okay.
That's what we talked about when we met. Just, I'm not cheating on you. You're still my main squeeze. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm just letting everybody know that Sickler and I will be starting one as well. And this TV show that Jacob and I are going to shoot. So for those of you, you've never watched Kenny vs. Spenny, right?
No.
So Kenny vs. Spenny was... I believe a Canadian show, and these guys were best friends, you know, like known each other since kindergarten or some shit. And they just challenged each other to ridiculous things.
To just dumb shit.
And the loser had to do something terrible, right?
Love it.
Now you and I are doing our version of that type of show. We
each
wrote up a list of things that, and by the way, guys, we're going to shoot this July 6th through 10th. And then I don't know how long that turnaround for editing is, but we're going to have it out.
Yeah.
And so, okay. And we're shooting 10 episodes. So five challenges. Mm-hmm. Each of us get to choose five challenges. And so, you know what was funny? I noticed about your challenges compared to mine.
Huh.
Yours were mostly physical. Like, if you had to pick your top five, if we had to, you know what? Let's pick 10 right now and let's discuss them openly. Let me write them down.
Okay.
Do you have a pen?
I don't, not in here. No, not in this room. This room is not for,
do you have your phone?
I do have my phone.
Write these down. So let's just write a couple
into that.
And by the way, guys, these would be the challenges. These are challenges. These are like my top seven. Okay. And I picked these from, these are for both of us, what I think are the best seven. You and I sparring around. Now, I don't know if a round of grappling also, that feels a little too close, but so
just
let's just put sparring / grappling. These would be my seven. Okay. Without using the instructions, putting some IKEA furniture together.
Without using the instructions.
Well, instructions is easy, right?
If you can understand the instructions of this.
Okay.
How about this? How about building two? First one, you get instructions. Second one, you have to do without.
Yeah, you know what? Just putting IKEA furniture together and let's talk about it. Okay. Some sort of eating challenge. I like.
Okay.
I like a freestyle rap battle. I like a cooking challenge. I like a dunk contest on an 8-foot hoop.
Can you dunk on 8 feet?
I don't know. We might make it 7 feet. And I like pole dancing. Oh, and I like accents / impersonations. I also kind of like a go-kart, right?
Like best lap?
Yeah, something like that. What? Tell me what else you like.
I have to go through the things again. Wait, hold on. I have them somewhere. Oh, yeah, here they are.
Well, what about...
I like a various video game challenge. Like, you know, you were really good at Galaga, but then also it's like a Mortal Kombat. So that's just like fun things. It's not super physical, but it's fun. Like a game of horse.
Yeah, I like game of horse because we can talk a lot of shit. What about like either a long, find getting us on a baseball field, maybe seeing if Notre Dame will let us get on the field. And I'll see if I can't get you to come down. And... We do like a baseball long ball challenge, or we set up a wiffle ball field, or we find an obstacle course.
Obstacle course is cool. I don't mind like also like a batting cage challenge, like best round wins. You know what I'm saying?
Or who's like judge? You?
Well, no. I mean, I think best round would be just most balls like put in play.
Just put in play.
They have to be like in front of you. Can't be fouled off back or like.
Well, put it down. I like the batting cage just in case we can't get on a real field. Okay.
Maybe like a spear or knife throwing contest or a gun range, like an accuracy contest.
That's season two.
Ah, boo. A driving range. Challenge.
So I think I feel like we should pick either driving range or baseball. But
okay.
What do you feel? But you write it down next to baseball and then we can pick one of the two.
I think we're both worse at golf.
There's no doubt we're both worse at golf, but I think you have a better chance at one hit off of your bat being better than mine.
But not in golf. I wouldn't have a chance in golf.
How many swings?
I don't know. It can't be too many. I would say probably like 10.
10, right? Maybe.
It'd be like an actual trivia game. We're like a literal like trivia knowledge.
Okay, I don't mind trivia. Or something like filling in the 50 states.
No.
Why not?
Because filling you've in been the 50 everywhere.
States
would be
great. Why can't we fill in the 50 states? Fill in
because
it, dude.
You've are you been telling everywhere.
Me how, if I gave you a blank map right now, how many could you fill in?
30. Maybe.
Write down filling in the 50 states. Because that's in trivia, man. Well, or obviously we'd have to get the same 10 questions. All right, stop right there. How many you got right there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
That's a good number to pick from.
Okay. Yeah, we could take freestyle rap out of there. And
nope.
We can take...
If you were going to take...
Pole dancing out of there.
If you... Okay. Let's do it this way and see if I like the list. Okay. We each get to pick one.
That we take out or that we want?
That we want.
Okay.
And so you go first.
I want the dunk contest on 8-foot hoop.
Okay, so push that to the side, however you do that.
Okay.
I want the rap battle.
I know you do. I'm doing the sparring and the grappling.
Cooking challenge.
Okay.
Come on.
I want to do the trivia.
You want to do the trivia?
I like trivia. You don't like trivia? Okay, great.
Yeah, no. Let's do it. I'm thinking about how it looks, right? I'm thinking about how entertaining it'll be for people who are watching us answer trivia questions.
Every time you get one wrong or the other person gets one right, you get like, I don't know, like a pie to the face or a water balloon or like, I don't know, something, some sort of just real quick, just like, oh, you got it wrong. Here's this.
Okay. No? But like, and then the embarrassing thing.
Yeah, because it's happening to both of us in the game. It's not like one of us is just going to get all of them right. No?
Okay.
It doesn't have to be pies, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, no. I'm actually just thinking about how that would work. Okay.
We just do it like Family Feud style where someone asks us a question. We both hit a button.
Yeah, put it down on yours. Put it down.
And then, I already did. Don't you worry.
Okay, yeah. Tell me what's left.
Fill in the 50 states, batting cage / driving range, go-kart, pole dancing, eating challenge, building IKEA furniture, and accents and impersonations.
Pole dancing.
Okay. I'm going building IKEA furniture.
All right. Read to me what's left.
Eating challenge, accents, impersonations, go-kart, batting cage, driving range, batting cage / driving range, and fill in the 50 states.
What's the last one?
Fill in the 50 states.
Yeah, put that under trivia, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I think that means, honestly...
That means we just had 11.
Okay. Oh, so just one's going to be left off?
Yeah, and based out of the ones that are left, the four that are left, accents and impersonations is getting left off.
I think I like go-kart.
There's go-kart, batting cage, or driving range, or eating challenge, and then
yeah, I think you got to leave go-kart off for now.
Why?
Because that's an entire day, and I don't know if we can give one show an entire day. I don't think we have the time to do that. You know what I'm saying?
I like all the ideas that Tom gave you too, though. You're doing all the like non-physical ones. Boo.
Yeah,
boo.
Dude, we gotta mix it up.
Boo.
We gotta mix it up. But well, listen, we got probably five physical ones and five. I count cooking and eating as physical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like 7 out of 10 physical, and then we get accents, impersonations. What are the other ones that you don't like? Rap battle.
Pole dancing?
Huh?
Or pole dancing's physical, I guess.
Yo, pole dancing's super physical. I just have to figure out the logistics to know we're going to have to hire
a professional.
Yeah. We're going to have to hire somebody who knows what they're doing. And a comic. Yep.
And a comic?
Well.
Oh, to judge it.
The judge commentary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now outfit, I think outfit, song, all of this is important.
I don't even know.
And you know like, what's funny? Gonna, we won't be get... able to pay for music. So we'll have to only be able to pick from the free music. So somebody's going to have to sing to dance to like, God Bless America. I don't even know if that's free, but do you know what I'm saying?
But do we get any, we don't get any practice or warm up. We just have to do it.
No, we're going to get some practice. We get an hour with the expert. An hour. Okay. Listen, man.
Like one-on-one I'm telling you, like right, a competition an hour with like you.
Total, the two of us. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you something for real. You better get in shape, dude. This is, I am training for this. I'm not going to lie to you. I am straight up when I get there at the in July, I'm gonna be in shape. You better. I mean, listen, you're faster than me. You're quicker. But we get in that ring, I'm gonna wear you out.
No, not a chance.
I'm gonna make you so tired.
I always got stamina.
This is gonna be good. The shit talking will let the shit talking commence. Where do you think your strengths lie? So looking at let's go one by one. I don't want to do too much shit talking now because I don't want to ruin it for the episode. One by one, realistically, if we think this is a win or a loss for us and why. So just read from the top.
I'm definitely going to win for me.
You got to read what it is, dude. I can't read.
What do you read what it is? What do you mean read what it is?
What the challenge?
Read it. Oh, I thought you were talking about us sparring and only us sparring.
Oh, no. From the top, read what it is.
The first one is sparring or grappling. I'm going to win both of those.
Okay. Or tell me why you're going to win both.
I have the experience.
Okay.
And also the reach and the quickness and the height. And
I say this is true to all of that. I think I wear you down. Look, dude, there's no way you could do both. I think if we do grappling, I think you're tired within 30 seconds and I win. So I'm going to spare you and box instead. Up to you, but I'm going to spare you and let you box.
Okay. Because
if we get down on the ground, dude, it's over for you.
No, it's not. Because we don't start on the ground. You start up and then get taken to the ground. And when I get you to the ground in a spot that you don't want to be in, you don't get out of it.
You're not going to be able to take me down on the ground.
All I need to do is get on your back.
Dude, as my friend Tim used to say, you'll be 17 seconds of heavy breathing. That's what you're going to be. No. But I actually prefer boxing because
I'll be breathing for the full 3 minutes.
Pull a muscle or hurt myself grappling.
You'll definitely get hurt grappling.
So let's box.
Oh, and by the way, it will be a full 17 seconds of heavy breathing. It'll be a full 3 rounds of heavy breathing. But I'll be in that full round.
There's no way you would last 3 rounds. Let's just be
it's a 3 minute round.
I was gonna do 1 minute round.
A 1 minute round?
You want to do a 3 minute round? Are you sure you're ready?
It's an actual round. Like
we could do 3 1-minute rounds. No. That's making it easier for you. I don't make it easier for you.
It's either way. Well, when we did it the first time, it was a 3-minute round, but you got too hot and sweaty and almost threw up halfway through it. We had to stop it early.
This is all true. However, I was in worse shape and you were in better shape.
I wasn't in great shape.
Okay. All right. So we each think we're going to win this one. Although, look, man. I'm only basing what I think my victory is on is my stamina. That's the only thing I'm basing it on. Everything you said was true. I just want to get that out of the way.
And also, I want to clarify something. We're also not going to be going 100% like last time, right? Or would you go on 100% this time?
100%. Who went 100% last time? Did you go
100%? No, that's what I'm saying. We didn't go 100% last time.
No, I don't think so.
So we're not going to go 100% this time.
We're not really hitting each other hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm just checking. I just want to make sure you didn't get too ahead of yourself.
No. Wow. I mean, we're not.
I'm just checking.
Okay. All right.
I'm just checking.
What's number two?
Building IKEA furniture. I'm definitely going to win that one.
Yeah. I do it
a lot for my job.
Yeah. And like, that's why I said no instructions because I thought that was the only shot I had.
If you do no instructions, we're not going to know where those little pieces go and we're going to be screwed.
The Fergenergans?
The Fergenugans.
The Fergenergans? By the way, we need to come up with a name for this show. I was just going to call it Josh versus Jacob.
I think that's fine. I think that's completely fine.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I think it works out.
Boomer versus the old man, but everybody thinks Boomer is
you.
Is me because I'm old.
Yeah, just Josh versus Jacob is fine. I like that.
I like that too. Okay.
Yeah.
But the problem is it does take a little bit. Not a little bit. It's a direct. It's exactly the same as Kenny versus Benny. So I can't do that.
So.
Because.
We'll come back.
Look, man. I've been talking about this show for a long time. This exact show.
Right.
It is also the format of Kenny versus Benny. I didn't think of this show because of their show, but to have it be a me versus you competition show and then have it say verses like that in the title, even though that show was, it just doesn't, that would be too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You didn't really have to get into detail about it, but yeah, that's fine.
I mean, even though, like, it's funny, even though I know we had talked about that in outside of that inorganically, now that I think about it, it just feels too close.
All right. For sure.
I mean.
So building IKEA furniture is a win for me.
I think so. By the way, guys, if you can think of a name, send it in to. Mm-hmm. heymanpod@gmail.com heymanpod@gmail.com. We answered your emails last week, by the way. It was a good time. We'll get back to them again.
I'm yawning so much tonight.
Okay. Whoa. So IKEA. So right now you have it 2-0 and I have it 1.5 to 0.5. I think that first one is a huge, I just got to see if you're going to go 3 minutes. It's going to be because I'm going to be moving the whole time.
Oh, me too.
Okay.
You can't stop moving in the rain.
Maybe we'll do two. Maybe we'll do two rounds.
Two-minute rounds?
Yeah. Huh. Let me ask a couple people which one's harder.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? I'll do that because I know you're talking a lot of shit, but I know deep down you're like, damn, I got.
I just got to get you tired, dude. This is what I know is I just got to get you tired. That's
all
I know.
Yeah, but guess what? Guess what? When I know that there's a cap on how long I can be in the ring, all I know is that I just got to stay in it. And you know my headspace is like yours. You're not going to – if I know what you want to do going into it, I'm going to make sure that you can't do it going in.
Yeah, but I'm going to poke your tummy and shit. I'm going to be like, boonk. And then you're going
I'm going to hit you square in the face a bunch of times like I did last time.
I'm going to punch your stomach because it's going to take the wind out a little bit. You're going to be like,
ooh. And when you go down like that and do this, I'm just going to right hook and go dink right on the side of the nagging.
I'm going to start stretching my neck right now. Okay. All right.
Next one is an eating challenge.
Now, I think it depends on what we're –
why does it keep doing that?
Listen, dude, I thought I fixed it. We're going to have to start and stop again. The fucking troubles with technology are so funny to me, but they're not, but they are, but I fucking hate them. But okay, we can finish this. What are we talking about? Which one?
Eating challenge. You said depending on what we're eating.
Here's what we need to decide. Quantity, disgusting, or heat?
Oh, no. Quantity.
Quantity?
Yes, bro. I don't want to go. I don't want to do the heat. I've done some of the spicy heat stuff before, and I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, I want to do disgusting.
No, I don't want to do disgusting either. Quantity.
Oh, didn't I pick eating?
No. Yes.
So, disgusting it is.
No. Nah. Define disgusting.
Balut egg.
Okay.
Crickets.
No, you gotta pick one.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not just one thing. We gotta eat three. Three things.
Why is it gotta be three?
Because that's how things go on TV. I'm wearing a TV hat. Don't question my TV knowledge.
No,
right?
That
you
understand is what I'm bullshit. Saying?
There's a TV hat.
I don't give a shit what kind of hat it is.
I say disgusting. We'll let the people decide.
I say quantity.
We'll let the people decide.
Okay.
And if you went quantity, what would it be quantity of? Do I get to pick?
You picked eating, so.
Okay. I would probably go chicken wings.
Not a bad one.
Okay. So, guys, would you rather see us eat to some disgusting or eat as many chicken wings as we can in a minute.
Do chicken nuggets instead.
No. Oh, yeah. Gross.
You've never had a chicken nugget in your life.
I don't know what part of the chicken it is. I know
it's
what part
a bunch of the chicken meshed up.
The best parts?
No, it's a bunch of different parts.
Yeah, we're going to go with. Okay. But I say me on that one.
What do you think? I also say you on that one.
Is that 2-1 or 3-1 in your mind? Look at the
it's
list.
2-2.
What number are we on?
No. Oh, it's 2-1 me.
So I think it's 1.5 to 1.5. Okay, here we go. What else do we get next?
Next one's freestyle rap battle, and I'm giving you that one right away.
100%. Here's the deal, dude, though. This doesn't work if you go into it with, like, I'm not going to try, I'm just going to lose. The show doesn't work that way.
I am very well aware of that.
You got to fucking lay it out there.
I'm very well aware of that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Because I see the attitude. I see it. And you'd be like, fuck it, you're going to win this one anyways. And then you do some, but we can't, that shit doesn't work. So don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're conceding that one. That's a good one. So right now it's 2.5 to 1.5.
Yeah, that's just for a reason of confidence.
But you, dude, the only thing I'm confident about is that I'm not nervous.
Right.
But I'm not confident that I'm good. As a matter of fact, I know I'm bad. As a matter of fact, I bet you if you were confident in how bad you were, you would be just as good / bad as I'm going to be. The only thing that's going to stop you from being as good as me is that you right now, you already think it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
No, I probably still wouldn't do it. I can not let you have that one too in the same
bar. Right. Okay.
All right.
So right now I got
two in my mind.
2.5 to 1.5. Okay, go ahead. What's next?
Cooking challenge.
So here's my thought.
Depends on what we're cooking.
Here's my thought. We obviously have to have the same ingredients.
Right.
How do you feel about somebody surprising us with ingredients and us having to put something together?
Okay. Can't be anything crazy though, right?
I mean, no, because we're only going to have like an hour.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down.
All right. So put that, okay. All right, who do you think wins that?
I don't know. Like I said, I think it depends on what we're cooking, because I think we're both good. I think we're both good cooks. It just depends on what we're cooking and if either of us have any experience with cooking the things we're cooking.
Well, I'll be talking a lot of shit during this challenge.
I know you will.
I'll be throwing food and I will be trying to get directly into your head.
Oh, I feel I'm ready for that in every challenge.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's my biggest.
You're playing mental warfare. That's all you're going to play.
Yeah. My strategy is,
I'm very well aware of what your strategy is because you've been playing this strategy ever since I've been alive. So I am prepared for the mental warfare and it's not going to work.
You're welcome.
No.
I sent you out there prepared. You're welcome.
Nah.
All right.
Next one is dunk contest on an 8-foot hoop.
Ooh, I think you get the edge on this one.
By a little bit.
Don't you think?
Just by a little bit.
Here's my strategy.
You don't have a strategy for that one.
I do. You want to know what
it is? What is it?
Funny.
That doesn't win dunk contest.
We're going to see, aren't we? I'm going to have two judges.
I don't know if you'll be able to dunk on 8.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we're going to have to test. Might have to drop it down to 7, but then you won't have to jump.
No, but that means also when I do whatever I do, I'll have enough hang time to do pretty much fucking anything.
That's true. Well, we'll figure it out. But one of those hoops, we're going to
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun though.
All right.
Next one is pole dancing.
Again,
I think that was a toss up too.
Here's why I think I win. I think you are a way better dancer with way more rhythm. I think I'll be way looser. So I think I'll go for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to be thinking too much about how to do it and like what I should be doing.
That's what I mean, is you're going to be thinking about like, and I'm going to just be like.
You're just going to be like Sia and Chandelier and just be like, like swinging around on the pole.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be wearing a banana hammock, which I know you won't be wearing.
I don't think you are, because I don't think you're allowed to flash yourself on the show that we're shooting, or flash anybody.
I'm not going to flash anybody. Well, then, I'm going to be wearing whatever those dudes wear when they swing around the pole. Oh, you better believe. I'm going to have to get a little trimmed up before I get out there, or maybe I won't. Yeah. How funny would that be?
I mean, you could just go like whole fro, just out the sides. Might be kind of funny.
Dude.
Actually would give you more coverage too. So I'm not.
I think that's what I'm doing.
I think also because it gives you more coverage, so I don't have to worry about you slipping a nut out the side of the banana hammer.
Oh my God. If I go full bush with a thong on, oh man, that's funny.
You gotta go headband too.
Headband?
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going full bush. Headband, yeah, I think you're right. Okay. I do love the fact that we'll have to pole dance to free music.
I don't even know what that means.
Well,
like the stuff that's not covered by like a DMCA.
Right. That somebody else would claim. What number are we on? We're number six.
I feel like we're pretty even. Well, no, we just hit number seven, so we're coming up to number eight. I think we're pretty even at 3-3, if I gotta be honest.
So okay. All right, let's go 3-3. It just
like, because
that's me giving you 100% of the spar.
Yes.
Okay.
Because if your only thing is stamina, then you can't just rely on that. Because that's not how that's gonna work.
Okay. All right.
It's just not.
I want you to know you can't see, but right now my legs are running. I'm just always moving.
What are you, Fred Flintstone, trying to drive a car?
I'm AM, always moving. Josh AM.
Nah. I think you're all right.
By the way, Josh AM, I don't mind that as my rap name.
It's not a good one.
Not a good one?
Not a good one.
JAM, how about that? They just call me JAM. Josh, always moving. That doesn't make sense, but Jam.
Exactly. No, because your name doesn't make any sense in the first place. That's what I was waiting for. You're like, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, there's a good conclusion. There you go. Well, wait.
What about JPM? Nah. JAM. Yeah. I just did that one.
Did just do that one, and I told you it was bad. And then you came right back to it, like a short-term memory loss.
What about the Yamaka Kid?
I find that better than Jam.
Okay, we'll let the people decide. Okay.
And the people all decide Josh always moving is not a good rap.
But I'm always moving. I'm always making moves. I'm always moving.
No.
Okay.
None of that is at all even like, no. Just no. No, it's not.
I think the people would like Jam.
I think the people would not like Jam.
You think the people are going to like Yamaka Kid more than Jam?
Yep.
Everybody likes a good acronym. I mean,
yeah, but you're a good acronym. Your acronym's not good.
Jam is a great acronym. It doesn't. Jam is great.
Jam is a great acronym, but the meaning of your acronym is not.
Well, you're going to need a rap name too, there. George Washington. That's not terrible. With a ponytail.
George Washington. Oh, because my girlfriend calls us the Colonial Pony.
Yeah. You know, the Colonial Pony is a great rap name. Dude.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. The Colonial Pony is a great rap name. If you came out as the Colonial Pony, dressed like fucking Thomas Jefferson or one of those fucks.
Did you say Jefferson? With
the wigs and the doot-doots on the shirt?
The ruffles?
What?
They're called ruffles. You know
the thing that eats?
The ruffles.
The floops. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, come on. The Colonial Pony, and you did your rap in Old English?
The Colonial Pony is not a good name, a rap name.
If you rapped in Old English, you would ye old... You'd go
ye
to
old ye old bitch.
You'd go to the ye old bank a lot.
Nah. No,
Yo.
I'm telling you, the Colonial Pony is a good nickname for the hairstyle. It's not a good nickname for a rapper.
I'm telling you right now, we're making this a clip.
Okay, that's fine.
And people are going to be like, we want more of the Colonial Pony. Give us more. By the way, I have one of your punishments for this, if you lose, will be starting an OnlyFans for your toes.
I know. I wonder if that's going to be for which one, though.
Now, here's one we should decide. Once you, like, say I do OnlyFans, and yours is doing a set without my hat, right?
Right.
Which is my biggest fear. I've only ever done one. I remembered I'd done one. But it was at a private function, and nobody knew who I was. So not having the hat wasn't weird. They were all just like, yeah. Right? I go on stage at the Comedy Store without a hat. That's like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
I've never done that. So, but you don't get to just carry it over. It's not rollover minutes, right?
No.
Right. So you have to put it on one you're pretty sure you're going to win. So which one are you putting that one on?
Dunk contest on an 8-foot hoop.
Yeah.
You better hope I miss every single dunk.
Well, I'll have to check with production, see if that one's possible.
Oh, it's possible. It doesn't have to be a full hour and a half, just a quick 15er at the store. You know, just a quick triple fiver at the store in the old room. You know what I'm saying?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
or
it can roll over minutes.
Or it can be when you're in Boston.
What's that?
Or it can be when you're in Boston, you have to wear a Yankee hat on your stage for.
Yeah, that would be rough sauce. Okay. So that would be rough sauce.
Ruffy.
You know what's crazy about the punishments is that where they're going to be so specific, like, so when we say guys embarrassing things or terrible things for the other person, it's because we know each other well enough. So doing a set without a hat on to some of you might be like, who the fuck cares? But for me, right?
It's a big one.
So, but if he had said walk down Hollywood Boulevard in a Borat costume, I'd have been like, okay.
Walk down Hollywood Boulevard in tighty whities and shoes, and he'd be like, okay.
Yeah, that I did it through Times Square, you know?
Yeah, and in Vegas, I'm pretty sure.
And in Vegas, yeah. Public embarrassments, that's not my... But you
there's
know
fly,
the shit that bothers me. And I know the stuff that bothers you, so it's going to be a good one.
There's
okay, so
room.
Right now, here's what I am thinking, though. I'm thinking the punishments. I want to not the punishments, but the contests. We want to make sure that they're at least competitive or no.
The competitions.
I think we'll film the dumb contest. We'll film it. But if it's funny, we'll keep it. But if it's not funny and not competitive, we'll have to figure something else out.
I think the dunk contest on 8-foot is still going to be funny, but also
you know I'm going to give it my all. I'm pretty sure I'm going to give it my all.
I'm yawning. Yeah. I'm going to be going between the legs, 360s, jumping over you. Like
you're going to pull a muscle in about 8 seconds. Okay. So right now, where are we at? We have 3-4-3 or 3-3?
So we just hit 6. So we're 3-3. So for 7, it's accents and impersonations. 50-50. I think this could go either way because you're terrible at them.
So are you.
Exactly.
And here's what I'll say. I think it will 100% depend on what accents and impersonations that the judge
gives us. It's
I think there are the 2 or 3 that I could probably get, but I don't think Droopy Dog will be one of the choices.
No, but it's also 50-50 until we get up to the spot.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
We'll just call
that a push.
Yep. And one after that is a batting cage or a driving range challenge.
Yeah, I'm picking me. Either one.
I feel like this is the one you try too hard and you hurt yourself.
I think that's the dunk contest, which is why I'm going to suggest we do that last.
Okay. But so the batting cage challenge, just like best round, right? So like whoever, like, cause they pitch 30 each round.
I think we would do either best round or if we could get to Notre Dame or any fenced in field, we would do long ball.
Okay.
I wonder if I could still hit him over the fence.
Furthest ball in the air?
Yeah.
I'd probably lose that. Hitting was not my specialty in baseball.
You've gotten stronger. So then if you think that you don't think that's a possibility, would you rather do best round or would you rather do driving range?
No, I kind of like long ball because, again, I think you're going to try and swing too hard and just keep hitting balls into the ground. And I'm not gonna have to hit a ball super far.
And here's the truth. The truth is this. I think because it's 10 swings and it's not like I've been out there swinging. I think that's when I was thinking that I was like, is there a chance he could win? Yeah. Because there's a chance. Not only is there a chance I don't get into one.
There's a chance you'll hit a single one.
Yeah. There's a chance. Okay.
So you would rather do that than driving range.
Okay.
Well, because the driving range, I think first or second hit, you're going to pull a muscle in your hamstring and your back.
Honestly, I would have you beat I think I'm a better golfer. I'm more of a better golfer than a better baseball hitter, batter.
Really?
If I'm talking about just the chance of you getting into one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Right.
For sure. Yeah. You're a bigger and stronger dude than you used to be, you know? That goes without saying, sure. But like, I think you can get into one. I know you can.
Facts. We go on wood bat or composite?
If we're at the bat, I think we go metal, right?
If we're on a field.
Go buy one that we like.
Okay.
All right.
There's a fly in here.
All right, but I still say me. Because I think at the end of the season, there has to be a giant something.
Yeah.
Worst thing would be the other person has to refer to that other person. We have to think of something that you have to, at any time during the next, until the next season, you would have to say, like, if I win and I was like, what I want you to say whenever I ask you in front of other people, you have to say, hey, my name's Jacob. My dad is a way better athlete than me. Or whatever it is.
Hate that.
Something. And he's more handsome. Something.
No.
I'm just saying, like, that there has to be something at the end.
Right.
Well, why else are we keeping score?
Fair enough.
What do you think about that? Having that, like, you have to do something or you have to refer to him as sir. I saw that fly go by or something like that. What would you, if you win the whole season, what would you want?
Oh, I hit him. Oh, I almost caught him. Oh, sorry. Oh, fucker. I would have you refer to yourself in the third person as Gramps.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You mean like whenever I was talking to anybody, I would have to say Gramps, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes you laugh. It makes me laugh.
Gramps doesn't like that. Damn it.
I think Gramps is not gonna enjoy that.
Let me think about that. I'm up 4-3 so far.
Gramps has to think about it.
Gramps has to think about that. I'm up 4-3 right now, right?
Yep.
All right. What do you got next?
Next one and last one is trivia game.
What's that?
Trivia game.
I thought you said we were at 4-3. There should be three left, right?
Yeah, I guess I counted wrong. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, there's 11 things on here. Maybe we have it wrong. We'll go over the record in a second. Hold on. Because I definitely have counted. I have 11 ideas here for sure. I definitely do. So
okay.
There's sparring. There's an error somewhere else.
We did sparring.
Yep, that's me. So that's for me, it's 1-0.
Okay, what's the next one?
Building IKEA furniture. I'm taking that 2-0.
2-0. Okay.
Eating challenge.
Eating 2-1.
2-1. Freestyle 2-2.
2-2.
Cooking challenge.
2.5, 2.5.
Sure. Dunk contest.
3.5, 2.5.
Pole dancing.
3.5, 3.5.
Accents and impersonations?
4-4.
Batting cage and or driving range?
4-5.
And trivia game?
/
Fill in the 50 states. 5-5.
I say 4-6 me. I feel confident. Now listen.
Well, yeah, because you've been to almost every state.
What's that?
You've been to almost every state.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I think you have been to every state.
Oh, without a doubt, I've been to every state. Listen, if you do the Gramps thing, just know when you walk up to anyone new, you have to say Colonial Pony at your service and knock your foot twice like you're a horse. And bow.
Knock my foot.
You know, a horse would like stomp the foot. I'll show you.
Yeah, go on, get up and show me. Why don't you get up and show me?
I can't show you right now, but
yeah, you can try and show me right now. It's all good.
You know, like a horse with the paw.
Well, just get up and show me.
Okay, dude, the camera's not near my feet.
Yeah, just try. Just try and show me.
I'm showing right now.
No, because you're not trying. You gotta get up, get up out of your seat and like show me, like try and show me with your feet.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
Oh. You know the that one.
Oh, gotcha.
Damn it, this chair is all
son of a bitch. Just wanted to see if I can actually get you to stand up.
What's that?
Oh, I knew what you were talking about the whole time. I just wanted to see if I could get you to stand up.
Oh, dude, guess what? So your sister was like, hey, I want to do react. Damn it. Son of a bitch.
What is wrong?
Your sister was like, I want to do a reaction video. And I said, all right. And I go, why don't you do one to the, you finding Beth in the closet? And she was like, great. Then she goes, you don't even know the whole truth about that story. Nobody does. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for this.
Oh, no.
It's going to be great.
It is going to be good.
Okay. So I think So you're gonna go Gramps. You're willing to risk Gramps, Colonial Pony for Gramps.
Well, every time I meet somebody new,
you're telling me every time I refer to myself, I gotta say
Gramps. Also, how long does this apply? Like until the new season, like the new season of the show. So how long are the breaks in between? Do we have any idea? Or are we just gonna wait?
Well, I guess the loser will probably want to refilm pretty quickly.
Yeah, you will.
So let's think about what these.
Yeah, we'll have to go.
Let's think about what you feel good about doing. Now, listen, everybody. If you have other challenges you would like to see us do, it's not too late. I need them by the end of this week. Tomorrow will be the 6th. I need them by the end of this week, everybody. Okay. The Hey Man Pod. That's Hey and Man with 3 A's pod at gmail.com. Hey Man Pod at gmail.com. Also, if you have any questions you want us to answer, send them over there. Any suggestions for names, send them over there. And I got me 6'4". You got it 5'5"?
I got 5'5".
And if you were going to pull one from the five that you think you can possibly win, which one is it? Because we split three of them.
Trivia.
Okay.
Because I feel like the 50 states is like cool and all, but like I feel like we should just be doing trivia.
What type of trivia?
Whatever kind of trivia. We can figure that out too, whether it's sports trivia, whether it's just brain, like random brain trivia.
Yeah, but how? We just got to make sure visually it's funny, you know? We'll film it.
We can still make it visually funny.
Yeah, dude, we'll film it. Fuck it. We'll see what happens. Doesn't matter.
We get like in order to answer the question, like you have to like do a task real quick and have to be the first to finish a task in order to answer the question.
Honestly, if I wasn't, maybe we'll do drunk trivia.
I'm in.
I don't like being drunk.
I hate being drunk.
I would do high trivia, but. I know.
You know my answer.
I know, but you know what? Honestly, dude, I want somebody to buy the show.
Right. And you can do, people will accept drunk on television more than they accept hot.
And people will accept you and I being drunk together way more than you and I being high together.
Which is bullshit.
Bullshit. But part of me is like, I don't, why do I give a shit what other people think? And it's not about what other people think, but if we do want to try to sell the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hundo P.
But spicing it up. Guys, if you can think how to spice up that trivia, let us know. Listen, Boomer, it was great seeing you.
Good seeing you too, man.
And I hope you see you July 4th. But if not, I'll see you in San Antonio.
Definitely see you in San Antonio. I will also see you a couple of days before July 4th as well.
In Phoenix. Guys, I forgot to mention. Holy shit. July 1st, Phoenix. One night only. Jacob's going to be there. It's my bonanza extravaganza. So there's going to be music and weird shit. And you know how these shows go. It's fun giveaways.
Yeah, a whole bunch of fucking fun.
One night in Phoenix. Let's go, everybody. Jacob Wolf, I love you. Don't go anywhere.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Later, everybody.